Ah, so it is good day to you, huh? Very good to see you, your light, your brightness, your energy, your love, your illumination. We need sunglasses to look at the room here, huh? Everyone's all elevated and got their emotions all excited and has a full tummy, so I guess that's why they put us on after lunch. You won't be going to sleep because we'll come talk to you if you do. So understand and know that this energy that I love are you, that is also what you are creating. That energy of flow, that energy of connecting to something, no matter how insurmountable that it may be, no matter what that may feel like. And in that energy of flow, it is like, you know, when a volcano does erupt, sometimes it's a big explosion, and sometimes it just, the lava just begins flowing, They can flow like that for centuries, for many times. So understand that with that knowledge, with that connection, that can be how your dreams are. So you each have made an intention, right? You each have thought of one thing, maybe two, maybe three, but one thing that you are choosing to acknowledge in your world. Is it possible?
Yes.
Harris is, because she just said yes. What about you? Everything is possible. So when you have that vision, when you have that connection, when you have that desire to be the difference in this world, we are activating that difference within you right now. Take a deep breath. And again, take a deep breath. How does that feel, You understand that as you are moving about this world, when you leave today, everyone in your energy is going to take a wad of tissue out of their bracket. Everyone in your energy is going to acknowledge that you are different somehow. Do you know this? They will see something. They may say, did you change your hair? That's a new shirt. But they will sense something that is different about you. You can make the decision to go back just as you were before. You will have to work at it. Because now, and with what is happening today, that energy is flowing through you, just like the lava is flowing through you to create new times, new energy, new motion, new vibration. And when you feel like, what happened to my dream? Know that the dream is still there. You just get the opportunity to acknowledge it. You just get the opportunity to expand upon it. And to know that in that energy, in that expansive place, that is where the juicy parts are. That is where the miraculous energy of flow comes in. And as that miraculous energy of flow comes in, take a deep breath. And feel in your body the differences. Do you feel different today? You can't quite put your finger on it yet, maybe. But there's a different, a new vibration within you. And as that new vibration is within you, it accommodates so much new energy. There will be people in your world that will say, so you learned to do what this weekend, and it will be difficult to explain. You know, we sang, we danced, we played, that's good. You don't have to go into any more detail than that. It was fun. Because when you start expressing it to other people, either they will be awakened and you will say, go to Calgary, go to Montreal, go somewhere where these two amazing women are, And you too can shift your consciousness. Because you see, we, the vessel Marilyn and the joy, are not doing much. You are. You are the ones that are responsible for your energy. You are the ones that are responsible for the changes that are occurring in your world. You are the ones that are connecting the dots as they are moving forward. You still have to say yes to the reprogramming of the brain. Yes? You still have to say yes to the opening of the heart. Yes? You still have to say yes to whatever crosses your path as your next step. And this is why we want you to pay attention. Because you know we've talked about that little ego, yes? Today we'll tell you a little bit about how to identify when you are in ego. But the idea is when you see that next step, when you see that vision of where you are heading, that you just say, well, what is next? We see that part. Where do you want me to go next? And then say yes to that. Check and make sure it's not your ego saying, oh, go up on the top of the building and do a tap dance. That won't work. No. That make sure that each step of the way, that is your true step, is a part of that energy. Each step of the way. Now, that's so bad on this thing. How many times are you going to reach in there and get those tissues? She's the one that forgot about the channeling part. So you understand that as that energy goes, you get the opportunity to say, what is my path? If this is my destination, yes? If this is my destiny, what is my path? And what is the very next step that I am to take? The first step. And then what is the next step? And the next step. And the next step. But if you look at it, well, I've got to go from here to there. Then you only look at it like there's, well, this is where I want to be, but I've got to do all these other things in the process. No, 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 no. You don't have to do a thing. You do not have to pick between whether you're going to be a speaker, a teacher, a healer, a channel, an energy worker, a hairdresser, an anesthetician, or a hospital worker, or whatever your profession is. You are incorporating all aspects of who you are in all aspects of what you are doing. You cannot not be you now. You can only be you. Because when you are you, you give everyone else around you permission to be them. And when everyone is who they are, 24/7, then the world becomes in that flow and they take a stand for peace. They take a stand for love. They take a stand for joy. You see, there are no accidents. That song played, we've never started with that song before. That song played right there. For you see, that is how the universe says yes to you. And the universe does say yes to you. So if you are indeed thinking, oh, I've got so much that I have to do before I do such and such and such and such, then they'll say yes to you and they'll give you more things to do before you do such and such and such and such. And instead, when you say, I have enough time and energy to do whatever I choose, then you will have. You understand what we say? You understand that in that vibration of flow, the entire world comes through. The entire energy flows to you, through you, back again. And they only say yes. They only say yes to your intention. So that is why we say pay attention to your intention. Pay attention to how you word things. If you say, oh, it's so hard to get here, it will be hard to get here. I have to do so much before I can do this and that. Then you'll have to do more things. To understand that that inertia that the universe has for you is exactly what is happening in this world. It is exactly that nature of flow. It is exactly that connection of energy. And as that energy comes over and over, it is like a wheel. And each of you are spokes of that wheel. On the planet, the core, that is the heart of the wheel. And each of you are spokes, and you connect around the rim. You know, like a wagon wheel. You know, you connect around the rim of that wheel. Head to head. Heart to heart. But if one spoke is broken, what happens to that wheel? It does not function. It loses its purpose. So that is why we ask each one of you to do your part. Each one of you is unique to yourself. Each one of you carries that vibration of uniqueness. And as you do, that is how the world changes. That is how the universe expands to love you all of the time. You understand? If mountains can come from the ocean to meet together, what then becomes possible? Everything. As are you. So, dearest beings of light, we love you deeply. We see you. We see your heart. We see your excitement. We feel that excitement, and we're going to raise it again. Is that okay?
Yes.
That's good, because we would do it anyway. Understand, that is where the sweet spot is, that elevated emotion. But then you could just say, boom, it is done. And then watch how it comes through. And it will be a mystical story that you can tell your children or your friends, and they will come to you and say, I want what you've got. How do I get it? You can say, follow me. Walk this way. And they will love it. Namaste.